כן. אז גיטין את הלב די ההלכות, בן אדם לחברו, הם הם יגרו בתפורים, הם פסח, בקיצור, להיות בשמחה תמיד. Returning halachot of what happens if someone damages the other in all kinds of circumstance. What is he chayav? What is he not chayav? You hear me? Good. So if two friends are wrestling together, playing, wrestling it's called?
Wrestling.
What's it called?
Wrestling.
And by accident, or not by accident, someone hit the other, and he broke his leg or whatever, it's patu. Why? That's the game. Or they're playing soccer or football or basketball and he broke his leg. Patu from playing, that's the game. You don't have to play. So that's part of the game. And
breaking the rules.
No, if a guy came with a bat and he instead of batting the thing he bats his head off. So. If it's not intentionally that he went in, yeah, just as the game was going on, so he's not chayav. Okay, obviously, if it was intentionally, he went and he batted his head off, right? Okay, so then, vaday, he'll be chayav, of course. Aolech baruchom muhal. ונתקע ולא כוונה בתינוק שהלך לאיתו ברחוב ונזקק לתינוק דיבור רפואי חייב בהוצאות הטיפול אפילו אינו גבוה ביותר ותולד שלו רב בשדה ראייתו את התינוק. Someone is walking in the street and he's all thinking Torah and Kedusha, he's doing שמירת העיניים like this, and he bangs into a baby and he knocks a little kid, he knocks him over and the kid needs to go to the hospital now, he has stitches and it costs money and everything. The guy's responsible to pay. Look where you're going, huh? Chayav, he's responsible to pay. Even if it costs $1,000, $10,000, loch patlam. He has to pay. When you walk, you have to pay attention. Where are you going? As much as you want to guard your eyes, do it without hurting anyone else.
Well, I had a situation. I was walking in a mall, using my cane.
You have a different situation, Bichlal.
The person that ran into me was a little old lady who was not paying attention. She sued me. The case was dropped.
ילד או מבוגר שהתיישבו על המדרכה והולך רגל המסתכל לכל הוראה ופגע בהם, פטור. If someone is sitting in the middle of the sidewalk, a kid or an adult, and you walked and you bang into them, you hit them, something happened, you're patur. Why? Why are you sitting in the sidewalk? Or sit on a bench. Why are you sitting in the middle of the sidewalk? I'm not responsible to look in the...
You're causing a stumbling block.
Exactly. They're chayav even. Okay. Fine. So we said already that the Gemara and Achayvel, paying physical damages is divided into four. First thing is nezik. It's called damage. How do you pay that? Kama haya shaveh oto adam limacher ke'eved lifnei hachabalah. וכמה לאחריה בתוספת חישוב ראיית ערכו ביחס למקצוע או how do you check how much you owe this person? Person broke a leg, for example, you broke someone's leg by accident. You check how much do you sell a slave in the market with that already broke his leg, and how much do you sell a slave in the market that never broke any leg, and that difference, that's how much you pay. That's the damage. Today I don't know what you do because they don't really sell so much.
Saudi Arabia.
Ah, okay, fine. You go to Saudi Arabia, you find out what it costs. Okay. Tsa'ar. Tsa'ar is the sorrow that a person felt.
Emotional pain.
Physical pain.
Physical?
Okay. Maybe also emotional, maybe, but I think it's physical pain. You see how much a person that, let's say a person broke a leg. Okay, someone broke someone else's leg. You see, let's say the government decided that this person, he did something with his leg, they have to break his leg. How much is he willing to pay that they break his leg without him feeling it? You have a broken leg. How much are you willing to pay him? He wants to take money. We'll pay you, right? No. Again, that's how you pay the tzar. A person, you go to the government, you see, a person who has to pay, has to break his leg. Because something, he did something in the government, against the government, the onesh, and here they break it, they have to break his leg. And they said again, we're going to break your leg. And he said, I'm willing to pay a certain amount of money, so I don't feel the pain. You give me painkillers before, or whatever. Right? How much is that money, how much is he willing to pay in order not to feel the pain? 100 shekels? 500 shekels? That's how much you pay him. How much is he willing to pay in order not to feel the pain that he needs to feel? If he break his leg, for example, or something like that.
No, we're saying, sorry, it's physical pain.
Physical pain. Physical pain. Ripui is health care. How much does it cost for the person to be cured? The health care, how much does it cost? Shevet is unemployment. How much the person can't work right now for a certain amount of time. So how much that you pay unemployment? So you go to the minimum wage. It's a good deal, huh? It also depends. In Israel, for example, if a person used to work for a certain amount of time, so unemployment is 2/3 of what he used to get or something. No, I don't know exactly the law, but there's a certain amount of money that he gets. So that's what he's going to get. A person never worked legally. So give him minimum wage. So. Boshet is embarrassment. You pay, how much embarrassment do you pay? It depends on who embarrassed and who was embarrassed. Who's the one who embarrassed and who's the one who got embarrassed, right? If a 12-year-old, right, came over to a big rub and slapped him across the face, a 13-year-old came up to a big rub, slapped him across the face, it's a big embarrassment, okay? So Rav Shalom comes and slaps me across the face, I have to pay him.
Thank you. So
that
would be also emotional pain or somebody felt...
That's bullshit, embarrassment. That depends already on each one personally. And what was the circumstance and where was it? Was it in private? Was it in public? And based on the...
Based on the evaluation.
Yeah. Okay, now we're talking about doctors. Any doctors in the room? Good. Dangerous thing. Rofe shemileh tafkido. A doctor which did a job according to the books. It's very dangerous. Ela shebidiavad nitbarer shebitza nituach miyotar amazik. But after all, you could see bidiavad that he did the operation exactly the way it's written or this certain tipul. But the whole thing was miyotar, was extra, was. Many times they do that. Expert. They don't tell you it is.
Oh.
Yeah, and they found out that there was extra, it was not needed. He did it correctly according to the book, but it wasn't needed. The person doesn't want this. Or he gave. Ken? Or that he gave a certain medicine, which is okay, but this person is allergic to it and he didn't know, whatever, Ken?
Data statistics in the United States.
I want to finish that halacha first before we tell when it goes on in the United States. Okay? The doctor does not have to pay the circumstance. The results of what happened, he doesn't have to pay. He did his job. Doesn't have to pay.
He made a mistake, it was his fault.
He doesn't have to pay. He didn't make a mistake against the book.
He gave the wrong medicine.
It's not the wrong medicine. It's the right medicine. It's the wrong medicine for this certain person. And this person didn't tell him that it's the wrong medicine. What is the doctor supposed to know?
Well, there's a problem with malpractice. 1/3 of the deaths in the United States, let me rephrase that. The third leading cause of death in the United States is doctors and
patients.
Doctors. Killing patients, wrong medicine, and drug interactions.
Yeah, my aunt died also from wrong medicine.
The doctor is supposed to know patient.
Could be they asked the patient.
This,
and the patient said, I don't know, maybe.
If
do you want this? Yes. So you sign a paper that you agree to take the thing. And then he can't sue them.
And also, there's so many drug interactions between different drugs, different vitamins, right. Different foods.
Right.
And also,
so the doctors can't know.
And also, they have a big thing that they would perform surgery because they think the person may have cancer, or it looks like it's cancerous, and it turns out when they do the biopsy after the surgery, everything's fine. The surgery was
yeah, my bubby was done to that also.
My wife
did a whole big surgery on her. And then I see it was not. It was a growth there, but it's not. Wasn't cancer.
They had to take my wife's thyroid out because of that.
Kids, yeah, they do that all the time.
Yeah. They learn 8 years and they don't know anything.
They don't know anything. My wife went to the doctor. I want to test this test. What do you need it for? No, you don't need it. But the midwife told her to do the test. No, you don't. Happy Tom, is that? They do their own things. You have to fight with them sometimes to get prescriptions. So what do? We went to a private doctor, and then you pay him, and then he gives you whatever you want.
Where's
you
the
pay him, the and he gives you whatever you want. You got, I need to take Valium, he'll give you Valium. I want to get high, and buy you. I want to get high, I'll give you.
I talk about Valium.
No problem.
No problem. Money talks.
In the United States,
it works. I know.
Doctors are so
not
concerned
about,
Valium, about malpractice that they're test happy.
Yeah. Today, most doctors have no feeling of what's going on with the patient. They see they see what the person, the symptoms, and they treat the symptoms like this, whatever they know in the book. So they don't see what the problem is, what is this.
Okay. Oh, so the drug and the information they're getting from the drugs about how to prescribe are coming from the drug manufacturers.
Yeah, which they make Kesef.
Not from peer-reviewed papers.
Okay. That's why Rabbeinu said it distanced itself very much from doctors. There's a lot of people, because a lot of times they murder you and they kill you and this and that. All kinds of stories.
They are agents for the angel of death.
That's Rabbeinu said himself.
And
that's why we try to distance ourselves from doctors. And even if I have to go to the doctor, you don't trust him. You never trust him. Don't trust the doctor. I went to a doctor with my kid once. I was a young parent 10 years ago, a little baby. And we had a rash. I don't know, a rash. I'm afraid. I don't know. I'm a 19-year-old father. I didn't know what's going on. He looks at him. Nah, nothing. The rash is nothing. But he has hernia. Hernia? What do you have to do?
How can a baby have hernia?
I don't know. He can be born with it.
Yeah.
So I said, what do you do? You have the operation here. I'm making it, but go do another checkup by a specialist. Why? My heart dropped. I didn't know what to do. Why? I went to the specialist. He says, who said he has hernia? What? I said, here, the doctor downstairs. What are you talking about? He doesn't know. So don't trust them. Trust tzaddikim. You trust tzaddikim, more than you trust doctors, yeah?
And forget vaccinations and flu shots.
Other things, yeah. Okay. Now, a doctor who... He made a mistake, and he made a mistake in when the diagnosed, not in the treatment, not... Mistake in the, he didn't know that the person is sick or whatever. He made a mistake in the diagnosis and he gave him something else. And because of that, it damaged the person. He mistaken the diagnosis, his own problem. So in the case, if he had who to consult with and he did not, he's chayav to pay everything. If he had no one to consult with, he was alone on somewhere on an island and he had no iPhone and no internet connection or whatever, and don't talk with him, he's patur. But usually today, doctors, like you go and you couldn't consult. But the problem is with doctors, and most doctors are so ignorant that they think they're God themselves. So why would they consult with someone else? Not every doctor is like this and not this. Of course, there's also special doctors which do everything they can and know in order to save people's lives and everything. But a lot of times, it's the situation. As Avigal said, when you go to a doctor, don't forget he's not God. He's just a body mechanic. When you go to your mechanic, the car mechanic, do you treat him as the doctor of the car? No, he's a mechanic. So the same thing as a body mechanic. No talk to him.
The other problem you're going to find is where doctors miss a diagnosis. Where, for example, my daughter has scoliosis, severe scoliosis, and the doctor didn't spot it for 6 months.
Okay.
And during that 6 months, she could have been treated with other remedies.
רופא מוסמך שנה תרופות אסמך הבחנתו הנכונה וביצעת דוח על פי כללי הרפואה המקובלים לתרופים לתתו לזיקו יותר עולה פותמים כל הנש. Of course, if a doctor, a true doctor, a real doctor, he has all the files and everything, and he did the treatment, what you needed to, the operation, whatever happens, whatever, and the person died or something happens, but of course he's patur, he did everything he can. What can you do? The person had to die. רופא בצבע ידוחי שפגע באיזיות באיבר בריא שהמותח בזיק או אמית רחמנא ליצלן מידה ויש לו הסמכה חייב לשמוע שם תעזק ואם ימים שגע עליו עשו תשובה גדולה עם הסמכה שבובה דבר עם רופא ארוך יש לבית לעזור If a doctor did an operation by accidentally touched something else which he did not have to touch accidentally and he damaged a healthy limb of the patient accidentally for halachically you can't force him to pay, but midinei shemayim he should pay. If he killed someone, of course he has to do a big tshuva and everything. This is all if it's a real doctor. If it's someone who thinks he knows what he's doing, he's not certified to be a doctor or a surgeon or whatever, and he's trying to do something, then of course he's chayav and everything all the time.
What if they leave things in after surgery?
What
if they leave things
in
after the surgery?
Yeah, scissors and stuff. It's chayav, of course. Doctors chayav in all circumstances, of course. I know that in the Israeli court, it happened that in a surgery, a doctor left a scissor inside the body of a patient. And they sued the doctor. And they came out zakayim. The judge said, it could happen. We're only human. Yeah, here in this country.
Yeah, it can happen.
It'll
just kill
them. I don't know how much you paid the judge to say that, but it certainly sounds like that, right? Now, this is Mamash. We're not doctors, and most of us, Baruch Hashem, are not patients so much. Dude, patients, not patients. But here's a case that could happen. Italef adam uitmatet. If you're in a shul or in a room or something, and a person collapsed, right, or fainted or whatever, and your friend ran over there, he wanted to put, and he had a bottle of juice or whatever, the two bottles there, and he poured something in his mouth. Okay, but he took the wrong bottle, and it was something dangerous for him, and he gave him, and the guy died. Patu, I tried to save him, tried to kill him. I don't know how he could live afterwards, but patu.
Because he had the right intention.
Listen to this crazy story. If an ambulance, or other atzala, whatever, different, someone who's hurrying to transfer people to the hospital, he's running to pigua, whatever, chas shalom. And accidentally knocked over someone and killed him on the way.
Knocked over what?
Let's go. The person's walking on the side.
Knocked over another person.
It's happened.
Yeah, he's patur from galut. He just needs to do a lot of tshuva, but he's patur from everything. He's not even called bishgaga.
But I mean, if he has his lights flashing, the siren blaring, I mean, you know, with that much things that you have to get out of the way.
No, it is how they drive on the sidewalk and on the road. You have nowhere to walk. Cars do that all the time. You have nowhere to walk. They don't care. They don't care about you. It's crazy.
Who are you?
They don't do it in America. They see, no, in America, pedestrians are first. What do you mean? You get sued if you try to...
Pedestrians,
right?
They just drive over you. They don't care. They'll just drive over you. They don't
kind of cross the way. Okay.
Hollywood, Hollywood and Highland, I was almost hit three times.
Maybe because you don't see them, they also don't see you.
No, they're on their cell phone.
Hip, but they don't care to go on the sidewalk and on the road. They don't care.
Okay. Oh! הלכה, הלכה, רבי סי. המעוניין לפתוח או לסגור חלון בניגוד לרצונם שנמצאים שם במות החורף. Someone wants to open or close a window against the will of the people who are there. Right? In the winter, if it's in the winter, ידו של הרוצה לסגור על העליונה. The one wants to close. He wins. If it's in the winter, cold season. Okay? The one who wants to close the window, he wins.
He's right.
Where is it written? Everywhere.
Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch? He doesn't bring the makor, but... Okay. It's in Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mishpat, Kuf Nun Hei. Choshe Mishpat, Kuf Nun Hei. 155. The story in the Gemara and Baba Basra, Daf Chavet Amud Bet and Chav Gimel Amud Alef, and also from the Chazon Ish, and also from the Shevet Halevi. Bekitzur, we have plenty of people to tell us to. In the winter, yeah. If it's not winter, not summer, if it's Chomim fall or
spring,
but it's not very hot, not very cold. Sometimes it's a little bit colder, a little warmer. It's equal rights for both, for all, but it's good to find the pshara, not to fight. Now, no, open the window. Another story with the. In the winter, you close. In the winter, the first one to close, you close. There's a story. Okay, these two beggars. They were in the, they found themselves in a little room sleeping somewhere. On their way, they were going from town to town. And there was an old beggar and a young beggar. The old beggar closed the window and he went to sleep. The young beggar immediately got up and opened the window. He said, I need air. The old says, get up. What are you doing? Close the window. Got up, close, shut the window. Open the window, shut the window. They're fighting this. It was dark in the room, obviously. And then one of the guys took a shoe and threw it at the window and shattered. Another story?
Go ahead.
And so the old man is the whole night, so cold. And the young man, it's that weird. Sorry. In the morning, they get up and they see that the mirror was broken. The mirror was broken. The window was shut and the mirror was broken.
Who cares much of the man?
Good so.
In the tour with the operation, there's supposed to be a nurse whose job is she counts every tool that goes to the patient, everything comes back to the patient.
She writes?
Writes it down, keeps a count, so nothing gets left in. And any surgery is done without that.
Can be sued?
Should be sued. Not can be sued, should be sued. And a judge who doesn't check on that is judicial malpractice.
But all the judges have judicial malpractice.
Every judge is correct.
They all get bribed.
Obviously, someone got bribed.
I mean, why do you think they call it in English the High Court of Injustice? I mean, Latin is not doing enough for satire when it comes to high court.
Okay.
They
now, if in the room, okay, there's a sick person, someone who's not feeling well, so always he wins in closing the window. Seven? Always he wins in closing. Someone who's not feeling well, even if it's hot out, but the wind and, it can, and he's not feeling well, close the window.
Where is the mask on?
Again, Mazgan.
Oh. Yeah, there's those that say the Mazgan is like an open window in winter.
I read that somewhere.
No, in the winter. There is mom. You will need to.
In
the window is closed, but he won't always the Mazgan to heat the room.
To heat the room?
Where you will.
I don't think you have to.
What about the summer?
Summer?
Yeah.
You're cold? Put on a sweater. The opposite, yeah.
The other one has the...
The right, to open the windows.
That's supposed to person is sick.
And if a person is sick, he always closes the window if he asks for it. Top, another halacha. Achover v'chavero, someone who damaged his friend, hit his friend, whatever, for any circumstance, whatever reason happened, even though he paid, he still has to ask kapara, slicha, forgiveness from the person. And the person who got hurt shouldn't be cruel to not forgive. You should forgive. And anyone who hurries to forgive, it's praised. And the Chachamim are very happy with a person like that. Like, Hashem is merciful. Hashem forgives. You should all be forgivers. And he's, till now we spoke about damages of the body. Now we'll talk about damages of mamon. Mamon.
Financial.
Money. First of all, let's say one halacha and then we go on. Maybe two halachot. A person asur to damage someone else's money worth anything. Even if it's not worth for anything, for anyone. Just for this person, he has a feeling he likes this pencil, he loves this pencil, even though it's not worth anything to anyone else. Or this shmata, he loves the shmata because this shmata is from his grandmother and whatever, this and that. It's worth a lot of money. Why? For him, it's worth. Asur to damage that. He can't come to Beis Din and say, what? It's just a shmata. For him, it's not just a shmata. It's his grandmother's shmata. Okay? Think about your mother-in-law. It could be a shmata in the house that your wife is very attached to because it was on her mother. So it's sentimental. For a person. It's worth a lot. Even though for someone in the street, it's clue. Okay, so asur to damage that. Okay? Even more than that, a person cannot damage his own money. His own money worth. He can't take clothing and throw them in the street. He can't asur.
You can't do what?
Take your own stuff and throw them in the street.
Destroy your own property.
Can. It's called Baal Tashchit. You can't destroy it. It's easy to destroy. The Torah is very makpid. Very makpid. And Rabbeinu also wrote about this. Not to take care of your own stuff very well. Mm-hmm. Take care. Rabbeinu writes, because how much took it? How much did you work in order to get this? And now if you lose this now, you're going to have to work so much and go and to find. Try to keep your stuff. Torah chasna mamonam shi Yisrael.
The story is of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakanef.
That what?
Someone once broke into Rabbi Yochanan's house and stole his money pouch. And he was very upset by it. He was upset that some money's been stolen. The thing was, like you said, there's two things about it. One is it took so much time to get that, he's got to be too Torah to get it again, so he can live. That's one thing. The other thing is that the shorosh of mammon and shorosh are connected to the shorosh of the nefesh.
Right.
So it's like stockpile of the nefesh. So Reish Lakish went and went after him, got it back for him. Reish Lakish was capable of doing it.
Yeah, right? That's where he came from.
Story about Chofetz Chaim. I think he had some candlesticks that were like silver and very expensive. The thief broke in and took the candlesticks and ran off. And Chofetz Chaim ran after him and said, I forgive you, I forgive you.
Yeah. Here's your sinister, no? Somebody's
telling me. I heard it before. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
The guys, you take all the fun out of everything.